One of the best reasons to create a podcast is the personalized experience you can develop for your audience and prospects. This audio marketing strategy offers the chance for the audience to hear your voice and recognize your way of thinking about the various subjects you may bring up.
Podcasts are being used more and more. Recent data from the US shows that more than 70% of people already know what a podcast is. More than half of the American population has heard one, and one-third consume this type of media at least once a month. But what is a podcast? Podcasts are audio files used to share information via computers, tablets, or any portable devices. It is possible to find all kinds of subjects available in podcasts, and audiences increasingly loyal and eager for content. In addition, Google has been indexing podcast audios for some time now, and many people are betting that this will be the next frontier in SEO. So whoever has more content, get ahead. This also applies to your personal blogs and websites.
Establishing author's authority in personal branding. We realized the importance of incorporating podcasts into the author's content marketing plan. But beyond sharing information about your products, various formats of books, opinions, courses, and direct marketing support, there are many other reasons for an author or a writer to have a podcast show. Be recognized as an authority on the subject. A podcast is a new format for sharing experiences in your industry or talking about a particular topic. Audio files allow you to inject your enthusiasm and speaking skills to build an authoritative image. When speaking about one specific topic and conveying information often lacking in written texts, producing regular podcasts helps establish you and your personal brand as an authority on the subjects with accurate information or ideas and opinions. Generally speaking, people are looking for people that know their industry or areas of interest well. So podcasts help build the trust between you and your audience. It's basically the same role blogs have played for quite some time now, but with a more direct connection to the listener.